Amen. Okay, Ricky, I'm going to turn it over to you, please, if you would bring forth the teaching that you have for us tonight.
Hi, John. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now, and I bring every person on this line before you. And Father God, I ask that you would just send your spirit in and that you would teach us from your word tonight. That you would encourage us, that you would strengthen us, and you would help prepare us for the days ahead. Bring forth your word into our lives and make it tangible. Something we can grab hold of, Lord God, and carry into the days ahead. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the beauty of your word. I thank you for these few moments that we have together. I thank you. And Lord, I want to give you praise for all of those victories that John read tonight. We give you praise. In your precious and holy name, amen. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I said, Lord, what do you have for tonight? And I have all of these scriptures lined up, all of these notes lined up, and preparing us for the days ahead. And the Lord keeps bringing back to me prayer. Prayer. The beauty and the victories of prayer. Second Chronicles 7:14 through 16. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. If my people will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and pray, let me tell you, when we were at the gathering just a couple of weeks ago, we've prayed over and we've repented over, and we've had some, I'm telling you, some very deep repentance over abortion in this nation. We have had deep days upon days of repentance over abortion in our nation. And I did the presentations for those. It was a very, very difficult presentation, and we had breakthroughs. But this particular GOE, the Lord began to restructure things. And I felt tonight that I was to share some of those things with you to encourage your faith. Because he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, they'll seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And I want to tell you, he is healing our land. Because we've humbled ourselves before him. We've sought his face, not for our own needs, but for the needs of those who cannot fight for themselves, the innocent. And he has heard our cry. During the GOE, the Lord had us move into a time of repenting for the destruction of the family from human trafficking to abortion. And I've shared this a little bit in a writing this week. Even the women's rights movement that pulled women out of the home, separated the families. And I shared with you in that note that Soros and Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan, they were all funding the women's rights movement. Their plan was to bring forth division in the family. If they can separate and bring these little ones out into a situation where they're vulnerable, where they're alone, where they're, and I'm not saying women shouldn't work. I think that's very important to be said so I don't get letters. I'm not saying that women shouldn't work, and I know that women need to work. I worked. I am a working mom. What I'm saying is that the heart and the motive behind that movement was not one to give women rights. It was one to bring destruction on the family unit. And so this particular GOE, the Lord took us through and orchestrated repentance over the systematic destruction of the family unit. And as we went through and we did our repentance on the points that the Lord gave us, in the end of that, the Lord told me, I want you to re-vote on Roe versus Wade. And Don Warner had sent me a gavel. It was showed up at the hotel. God orchestrated this whole thing. It was so beautiful and it was so powerful. He said, bring forth 9 from this generation, 18 to 40, bring them up and have them re-vote on Roe versus Wade. And as the intercessors came up, it was a time where with each person who voted nay, there was a time of celebration. But as we got through those numbers, something began to happen in the spirit, and you could feel the excitement in the spirit. Why? Because his people came. They humbled themselves. They repented. They prayed. And the prophetic act that he had us do in that moment, we could feel it in the spirit realm. By the time we got to the 6th person, my insides, my spirit was shaking with such power, I felt like I was in a shaking machine. It was the most unusual experience because the power of what we were doing on behalf of this next generation, it was breaking something in the spirit realm. It was breaking something loose in the spirit realm. And by the time we got to the seventh person, as they held the gavel and came up and hit that gavel down, they began to tremble, feeling the impact of what they were going through. And one of the intercessors came up and said, can we do this on behalf of other nations? And I felt that the Lord would be pleased for these representatives of other nations to come forward. So we had several other nations come up and vote against abortion in their countries. And we had one particular intercessor who, when we began this process, she was so deeply impacted, she felt traumatized. She was shaking. She felt like she had to flee the room. Everything hurt. Her mind hurt. Her emotions hurt. Her body hurt. She was thinking, if I could get to the usher, She could get me out of here. I could get out. I could escape. Because it was such a traumatic experience, what she was going through in that moment. She almost couldn't cope with it. She felt like she was going to lose her mind. It was so traumatic. They actually brought her up. She represented Canada. They brought her up, and I spoke to her the next morning. And they had to walk her up and put the gavel in her hand and guide her through each step because she was in trauma. And she hit the gavel down. She was shaking. And they ushered her back to her seat. And I looked and I knew something very, very severe was happening within her. She's been with us for a very long time. I didn't take what she was experiencing lightly. And so I looked over, made eye contact with Karen, and I had her go over and begin to pray with her. And so when I spoke to her the next day, she was still very, very shaken, visibly shaken. She was still trembling as she shared with me what she experienced. And she said, I need to know, is this right? Is it right? Because it was something she'd never experienced before. And I knew in my heart it was right. I knew she had done and what we had done and what she was literally experiencing is the trauma of a baby being ripped from the womb. And because her intercession was so great, so intense, I talked to Mom about it. I said, you know, she's been with us a long time, and I shared because I needed the counsel. And she said, when someone goes through that level of intercession, it is as though it is done in God's eyes. It is so complete. In God's eyes, it is finished. So I knew that the Lord had guided us. I mean, I knew, you know, as we were going through it, that the Lord had guided our night. But I knew in that moment we had made a transition in our nation on behalf of abortion. And last week when our team was in prayer, I had a vision. And I had a vision of the intercessors, and they were praying in this wall, and I wish we were all in one room so you could see me as I try to explain what I would actually act out for you. But I saw this wall, and it was leaning against the intercessors. Now, the intercessors, you know, they had their foot back and their knee bent, their front knee bent, and they were pushing against the wall. But the wall was being pushed back by darkness. See, the intercessors were on one side and the darkness was on the other. But this wall was a wall of righteousness that was being established in our nation. And as we prayed and we prayed and we prayed, and I began to see, and we were sweating. I mean, we were working very, very, very hard to get this wall pressed so it wasn't leaning against us. We weren't leaning back, but to get this wall pushed through on behalf of our nation. And all of a sudden, that wall became upright. And when that happened, I saw the darkness and I saw the fear hit darkness. And the faith of the intercessors rose up and they began to this wall. They began with all of their might to push and to push and to push. And I knew it was the intercession of the saints pressing, pressing, pressing against this. And we were making headway into darkness. It was like Iwo Jima, you know, and they were all surrounding, trying to plant the flag. All of them leaning into it with all they have because they want to be a part of this great moment. And I said, Lord, Lord, what did you just show me? And I prayed about this, and I prayed about this, and I prayed, and I prayed over it for several days. And this week, he told me at the GOE, the work we did, our intercession, he brought that wall to a place where it was upright. We were on even ground. Often we feel like darkness is just caving in on us, or this battle that we're experiencing, it's just nonstop battle. But see, he's a God of promise. And he promised us in his word, if my people will humble themselves and pray, repent from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. I will heal their land. He's a God of promise. And so here we are, and I'm telling you, every week, we have three or four since the GOE. I was at the airport when I got the first report that we had made headway in terms of abortion. That they were there and they were fighting at the state levels to dial back the time on abortion so that we're not dealing with abortions at 30 weeks, at 26 weeks, at 24 weeks. But we're turning back the time more and more time protecting those who cannot stand for themselves. You can go to our website, everything that John read tonight, you can go to our website on the Gathering of the Eagle page, Victories from the DCGOE. Just go to the Gathering page, scroll down, and there's a blue link. It says Victories from the DCGOE, and there's a page of links of victories that we're seeing just since the Gathering of the Eagles in Washington, D.C., 3 weeks ago. State after state are taking a stand against abortion. Victims of human trafficking are being freed because God is freeing the children of this nation because we came together. We humbled ourselves and we prayed. We came together. We humbled ourselves and we prayed. And he is healing our land. Why do I share this with you? Because this year, God is taking us into new places in him. He has taken and he's taught us to know no bounds. Stop limiting God. Stop limiting our walk with God. And this year is the year of refining, where he is bringing forth a new breed of believers. And these believers will have faith unlike any has been seen before. These believers will be anchored in their God. These believers will walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will emanate from them. And we've got to hold on to his promises because he is releasing them. He's releasing them. He is preparing us One of the things we prayed about at the gathering on this night, we prayed, or maybe it was the next day, I'm sorry, but we prayed. We prayed over the schools. And I want to tell you, God is granting us authority in areas we didn't know we had. He wants us to take dominion of our nation back. He doesn't want us to sit idly by and wait for the enemy to slaughter our children. He wants us to take back dominion. And I encourage the intercessors there, and I encourage you right now, go to your campuses in your cities. Go to the schools, the elementary school, the junior high, the high school, and the college campuses, and walk the boundaries of that campus, raising up a standard of protection. Raising up a standard of righteousness. Declare the word of the Lord over that school. Now, am I telling you to go there at 8:30 when all the parents are dropping off their children and start declaring the word of the Lord? No, I am not telling you that because, you know, someone might have you arrested. But what I'm telling you is on the weekend, go where you have the freedom to take that school for the kingdom and protect those children. You have more authority in God than you realize. If you need your faith lifted up, go to our website and read about what God has done in 3 weeks after our time at the gathering. You have more authority in the kingdom than you realize. And it's time for us to start exercising that authority. Take back dominion. There's I don't know if it's a petition, I don't know what it is going around, and it's saying to put on the marquee of all the schools, "Thou shalt not kill." And I'm reminded of the fact that they took Bible out of our schools. And at the gathering, it's one of the things we repented of. Removing the Bible and prayer from our schools because we left our children exposed when we removed God from those campuses. So when you go, take your Bible and you read scripture as you go around that school. And bring that campus back under the dominion of the Lord God Almighty. Bring those children back under the protection of the Lord God Almighty. God is raising up a new breed of believers who have the faith and the passion and the fervency and the hunger to see the kingdom of God planted in this nation, to see a standard of righteousness raised up in this nation, who will fight for righteousness, who are fearless, as they press in on behalf of those who cannot press in for themselves. Will you be among them? Will you take a stand for righteousness? Will you commit yourself to pressing into God that you might be used of Him in ways you did not think possible? It's time to see God move. It's time to experience the fervency and the passion of the living God in your life. He is doing something in the Spirit.
He's stirring us up. He's stirring up his children. He's stirring up his children. And as he does this, he's going to begin imparting things into you. God is going to be tangible to you. Tangible. I know people who are faithful to God. They pray and they read the word and they've been faithful for 30 or 40 years. And they say, but I want to feel him. I want to see him. That is what's coming. Tangible, passionate, fervent impartation of the Lord God Almighty. Prepare. Prepare. We start by coming to him, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways, and repenting. We repent on behalf of ourselves and we repent on behalf of our nation. And we learn to abide in him, to clothe ourselves with Christ, and to press in because we are the sons and daughters of the living King. The sons and daughters of the King. Take your inheritance, my friends. Press in for it. With all that you have, with all that you are, get your Bible out and you study it until he speaks to you through it. Get on your knees and you pray until you feel the presence of God like you've never felt him before, because he is raising up a people that are passionate and hungry for him, because that is what the world needs right now. People who are hungry and passionate for their God. Father God, I just lift up these intercessors to you right now, and I encourage you to raise your hand and receive from him. I lift these intercessors up to you right now, Lord God. I lift every person who's on this line up to you right now, and I ask, Lord God, that you would impart a knowing into them, impart within them, Lord God, an excitement, a joy, a passion for what you're about to release in this nation, what you're about to release in the body of Christ. Begin taking them through the refining process, O God, and as you do, impart into their lives the reality of who you are and a hunger for more of you. Let them feel it in every part of their body, Lord God, every cell of their being. Let them feel the living God, because he is alive. And if you're going to have the effect that you want to have in your family, in your homes, in your community, in your church, in your nation, you've got to know that with everything inside of you. Lord God, impart your presence. Impart your presence and a passion for you into each of our lives. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. In your precious and holy name, amen.